You can't go yet. You've got all these things you've got to be doing.
Yeah, I've just taken on the job of president of the council now of Costco, which is quite a major thing to take on.
Yeah, this means you have to travel to Victoria or around the province.
Well, I have to do the things that go. I've got a matter of fact, we've got to take over to Victoria. We'll be sending off a letter this week to the government asking for a date to meet them,
mm-hmm.
and a whole bunch of resolutions to discuss with them.
You mentioned just
dealing with seniors,
about
health and so on.
Being involved in this CMHC housing committee too.
Yeah, that's. You remember there was a housing conference back in Halifax about a year and a half ago?
Did you want it?
No, I'm just
listening.
Eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping.
No, I don't, but go ahead. Tell me about it.
Well, CMHC has decided a while back to develop some national discussions on housing, and they called for a conference in Halifax of people involved in housing for seniors. So they had this big housing conference back in Halifax, and in preparation for it, One Voice, which is one of the seniors, national networks of seniors, had some people from BC and from Alberta. They developed 10 conferences right across the country, and one from BC and one in Alberta together. And I was one of the people chosen in BC to go to this Edmonton conference, and we sort of went over the whole question of what kind of housing do seniors need, what sort of things, you know, and developed a position paper on it. They did this right across the country from, you know, as I say, about 10 different conferences right across the country, and then presented this in the form of a single document that they were going to present at the housing conference that was called by CMHC in Halifax, which we did. We called Habitat, we called the paper that we developed. When we went to the Edmonton one, as a result of that conference in Edmonton, they had an election of three people from that conference to go from there to the Halifax conference, and I was one of the ones chosen there again.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the Halifax conference, and since then I came back here as part of my job in seniors research and resource and other organizations, trying to push the whole question of developing a provincial conference on housing for seniors, because some of the ideas that came up at Halifax and some of the problems you run into in developing housing for seniors, such as a municipal cooperation as well as provincial cooperation and all these sort of things, and the types of housing that was being built, and the need to work them all in together, mm-hmm. to break down some of the bottlenecks that stand in the way for development, such as zoning,
mm-hmm.
And by different local bylaws, in order to free up the idea of development of seniors housing,
mm-hmm.
and pointing out the need to develop low cost housing, because in Halifax, one of the things we had arguments about was, to a large extent, a lot of the people that went to the Halifax conference were the developers who could see seniors with pensions and God knows what, all kinds of money,
and they're
people that own their own house and they want to move out of that house into a better, different type of house, and they'll have all kinds of money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you've got another thing coming if you think if that's the case, because there's a hell of a lot of seniors there that just don't own a home, and let alone never have money to buy a home, they want rental housing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's all these things that happen there. So I've been pushing ever since that Halifax conference for the development of that here in BC. Well, apparently it got something happened anyway, because the Central Mortgage and Housing is now calling for the development of a provincial conference here in BC.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been involved on the planning committee, mm-hmm. of that, for that conference, together with quite a number of other people that I've met with and my travels around on the question of
seniors. Housing for seniors,
that's right, developers as well as seniors themselves. And and the types of housing that's needed. So this is what's going to come up in April 17th. As a matter of fact, there's a housing conference being put on by CMHC, and I'm on the planning committee of that.
Hmm. And where's that going to be held? Here in Vancouver?
In the Sheraton Hotel in Vancouver.
Hmm. I mentioned it to my wife, actually, because my wife is on the provincial executive of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And what she is actually responsible for is that they're looking at getting into what they call medium-term residential facilities, setting up medium-term residential facilities for single-parent women or men, mm-hmm. poor single-parent families,
yeah.
with young children, where they literally can't work and look after the kids, and they can't afford to pay decent rent or anything.
So they can have it in living in one of these places, and they can have someone look after
that's
the kids
right,
while they're able to get up and work.
That's right.
And excellent.
They provide childcare,
excellent.
And that
that's
can,
right.
they can get out to, and maybe stay there like 2 or 3 years. And then, you know, get on their feet, so to speak, and then move up. So they're trying to work right now. They're working with CMHC trying to develop this concept of
mm-hmm.
medium term. And those, as you just said, there's all kinds of problems.
Roadblocks you run into.
Yeah, roadblocks, mainly between provincial and federal jurisdictions.
That's
you know,
right.
From what I gather, on the one hand, the province says, "Oh, this is fine; they like the idea." On the other hand, CMHC says, "Oh, this is fine; they like the idea." But then they've got two totally different sets of regulations and rules, you know. Anyway, she might be interested in sort of coming and hearing, you know, what is debated here. I mean, she may not have.
Well, she wouldn't be able to sit on the committee, but
no, I meant at the conference.
I think let me know, and I can try and make sure she. I can see if it's possible to get an invitation sent to attend, because but mind you, this is for seniors.
Yeah, right.
Housing for seniors.
Yeah,
so.
But, you know, she may not be able to attend in April anyway, because she's got a pretty heavy schedule until April. So I'm not sure what her schedule is like on April 17th. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's useful to mm-hmm. know that you're an expert in this kind of thing, you know, because
well, I wouldn't say I'm an expert. What I've picked up is all sort of listening to other people mm-hmm. and being concerned about the problems mm-hmm. that I can see around me. Like a number of seniors that haven't got a place to live or you know, the kids want to get them out of their home and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible, it's a crisis situation we're facing here in BC, particularly on housing. Lower mainland in the main, but it's not just lower mainland. It's places like Cambrooks, even places like that, you know,
well, yeah,
and running into this problem there.
Even a place like Worcester,
more and more, they're cutting back on the development.
It always seemed to me that, for years I have